Diego Mafia's basketball journey began far from Victoria, in his hometown of Vinhedo, Brazil, where he initially imagined a future in soccer. However, it was during a seventh-grade soccer tournament when his path took an unexpected turn. A club coach needed a player for a basketball tournament, and Mafia, without much hesitation, joined. The coach said I had some skills and an understanding of the game, and he asked my dad if I would be interested in playing for the club he was associated with, said Mafia. That's where it all started. In grade 9, Mafia made a significant life change, moving from Brazil to Victoria. My parents didn't know anything about Victoria before we moved, so we Googled the top sports school in Victoria, said Mafia. My mom thought Oak Bay was a good choice, and we moved here, and it worked out for the best. At Oak Bay High, Mafia was introduced to basketball at a competitive level, and Bay's head coach Chris Franklin became an instrumental figure in his development. When I first moved here, I didn't know anyone, and the head coach took me under his wing, he said. It was almost like I didn't have anything else to do, so why not just go to the gym at 7 a.m. and put up shots? Looking back, he realizes, not many kids do that in high school. Mafia in action with the Oak Bay Bays. Photo courtesy of University of Victoria. Mafia's commitment to the game paid off, and his senior year at Oak Bay was one for the history books. He broke a record that may never be touched again when he scored an astonishing 96 points in a single game. Diego's brother Lucas had the second most points for the Bays in that outing. He recorded 9 in the Bays' 114-88 victory. In the game, I knew I had a lot of points, but I had scored a lot before that season, so it felt the same. My coach took me out with 2 minutes left, and asked how many I thought I had, and I said, probably like 60 or 70 feet, he recalled. As soon as the buzzer went, and we were shaking hands, they announced I had 96 points. I looked at my coach, and he looked at me like, what? We couldn't believe it. While still at Oak Bay, Mafia also played for the Vikes youth team. His time with the Vikes program helped shape his decision to attend UVic after high school. That program definitely helped me lean towards joining UVic after high school, said Mafia. I came to the runs every summer, and I was around the guys. Going to a new environment would have been a challenge, but being here, familiar with the facility, and with my family and friends here, it was a big part of my decision. The transition from high school to university basketball was challenging, but Mafia embraced it. It was like going back to grade 9 all over again, said the 6'1" point guard. You're the youngest guy, trying to prove yourself. You gain confidence and respect over the years, and then you have to reset. That transition period didn't last long for Mafia, as he quickly established himself as one of the program's top players. Through his 5-year career with the Vikes, Mafia suited up in 103 games where he averaged 20.3 points, 3.7 assists, and 3.7 rebounds per game. The Vikes became a juggernaut in men's basketball, capturing multiple Canada West championships with Mafia at the helm. Individually, Mafia earned U Sports Player of the Year honors in 2023-24, and was named to the Canada West All-Star team in 3 consecutive seasons. Mafia poses with the 2023-24 U Sports Player of the Year trophy. Photo courtesy of U Sports. His time at UVic culminated in an unforgettable achievement as he became the highest scoring player in school history, surpassing Spencer McKay's record, which stood since 1991. I vividly remember getting the game ball and then the boys pouring water on me. I still don't think it's settled in how big the accomplishment is, said Mafia. It truly was just a special moment for me and my entire family. While his accomplishments at UVic were significant, Mafia's path took another important step when he was drafted by the Vancouver Bandits, 6th overall, in the 2023 Canadian Elite Basketball League, CEBL, draft. In 2 seasons with the Bandits, Mafia played in 30 games where he tallied 148 points. That first year was so beneficial, I can't even put it into words. The speed of play, how much faster I got, how much stronger I got, not just physically but mentally. Mafia has played 30 games in 2 seasons with the Bandits. Photo courtesy of the Vancouver Bandits. During his senior season with the Vikes, Mafia's journey hit a setback when he tore his ACL in January. "It's been painful, mentally and physically," said Mafia. "It's hard to explain to people who haven't gone through it, but watching and not being able to contribute, not being there with your friends and brothers, guys you've built this all with, is excruciating." Despite the injury, Mafia remains proud of his team's resilience. "We've had too many injuries to count, and despite all that, we went 20-0 and put ourselves in a good position going into the playoffs." While playing is his main passion, Mafia has continued his drive for basketball by developing Mafia Hoops, a program dedicated to empowering young athletes. "It was an idea I've had since my 3rd year. At first, I started doing one-on-one training with just 1 or 2 kids. By my 3rd year, when I was with the Bandits, I realized it could be bigger than I initially expected, and I could impact more people's lives." The program later rebranded to Mafia Academy to expand its focus. Looking to the future, Mafia's ultimate goal is to continue his professional career. "My current plan is to rehab and get healthy. After that, I'll aim to play in the CEBL next summer, which will be a good starting point before going pro," said the 23-year-old. "From there, I'm aiming to go overseas, Europe or back to Brazil to advance my career in the sport." As Mafia continues to recover and plan for his next steps, he is deeply grateful for the memories he's made and the people he's met along the way. "Obviously, all of the individual accolades were memorable, but I think the people I've met along the way make me feel like it all really meant something," said Mafia. "Every time a former teammate comes back, we're telling a story about one of the trips we went on. I think now that I look back on it, that's what I'll remember the most, those memories and those little things."